This is Twit.
So the other thing I got, maybe more germane to Twig, is the Galaxy S10 Plus has arrived. I was surprised. I didn't expect it to get it this soon. And it came with the buds, which are kind of cute. And if you look at it, this is basically a... there you go. You can see it. It's basically the same size, a little smaller than the Note 9. You can see the hole punch for the cameras. And the thing that's interesting about the S10, it has three cameras on the back, kind of wide, medium, and telephoto. And this, by the way, this is the ceramic back. So, because I thought, well, what if you decide to spend as much money as possible on this thing? How high could you go? So this has a terabyte of storage. Plus, I put a card in there, so more than a terabyte of storage. It has 12 gigs of RAM. It's the highest spec'd Samsung Galaxy 10. And it has a ceramic back. They have white and black ceramic backs. But I'll show you you want to see the fingerprint reader in action. So you see it puts a little thing on the front there. This is not an optical fingerprint reader or capacitive like on the old Samsung phones. It's a, let's keep it awake. Well, actually, I guess I don't have to because you can see the little thing there. It's ultrasound. So in theory.
Whoa, cool.
Is it unlocked? No match. Oh, we're going to have to interrupt this with a very important message.
Rhodey's unlocked.
From Rhodey Maddock. I heard something.
Oh, I saw the little thing. Yeah, it's
something
happening.
Going in. It's,
you
it's happening.
Zoom in on that window.
Zoom in on the window. Come on, Anthony. Ooh,
it's moving.
Is a ball? Is it kneading?
Is the ball in there yet?
I don't know. There are so many parts in this thing. This is so complicated, and it sounds, frankly.
Here it comes. Yes. So what happens? The ball is going to form right there.
Okay. What's going on? I don't know.
So it's
okay. There's the flour.
So there's your dough.
Oh, so it's mixing. Yeah. Okay, so most of that weight was probably just getting the element to heat up so it could cook it, right? So it's mixing the dough. It's adding now probably the water and oil. Mixing, yeah, see, there you go. Now it's going to knead it, and it's going to turn it into...
It spends a lot on... It takes not a long time, but it's kind of crazy to watch it. Like,
so we're going to make four, but does it have to do this each time? I guess it does.
It does. It does it individually.
So, really, if you had a family of four, you'd be waiting quite a while for everybody to get a roti.
Once it's warmed up, I think it's one roti per minute.
A roti a minute. Okay.
Okay. So.
So,
it takes longer than that for me to, you know, make waffles in my waffle.
Yeah.
Oven, so I'm kind of
yeah,
like,
yeah. And so would you like have an Indian dinner and then make roti, a fresh roti? That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. And certainly it's an attraction for all.
And you can make tortillas with it.
Yeah, it wasn't on your list, Leo, right? Tortillas.
But I think you can. Now, Anthony, how hard is this to clean? It's got a special roti cleaning stick it comes with.
It's all the compartments are dishwasher safe.
Oh, so you can take it apart.
So you're supposed to pull them out.
Wash it. Okay.
I'm sorry, Anthony. Would you like to answer this?
Oh, look at that.
See?
There's the ball. We lost a little dough on the side there. Now.
Okay, now go to the front.
No,
go to
quick,
the front.
Switch to the front. Here it comes. It's going to come out of the front, Anthony.
Switch to the
toaster cam. Anthony's a perfectionist. He didn't want to move while we were on him.
No. You got to go down so you can see what's happening. So yeah. It's going to pull this guy up.
This is good. I don't even think MSNBC could give you this kind of coverage.
There.
Oh, there it is.
And now.
Is that heated?
It's going to hang out there. It's heating it right now, and it's going to... This is the puffing.
This is the puffing?
This is where it's...
How does it puff it? Is it with heat it puffs it? Or
it's heat.
It's just the heat.
Roadie expert.
Would you call this...
Meanwhile, it's kneading number two, right?
Yes, it's kneading number two as it's cooking number one. So that's why it's going to get to one a minute.
See,
oh, look,
see
it's puffing
see
up.
It start puffing?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, there it goes, and it goes whoosh.
Is this... do you think this is, would this categorize as artificial intelligence? Artificial baking?
No, because it doesn't learn. Well, it says it learns, actually.
It says it learns, but this isn't actually doing it.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. Puff. Look at that.
Oh.
Oh, now, it, now how do you feel?
Now, quick, before it cools off, we're going to pop it in this Federal Express bag. And we're going to mail it out.
What?
Okay, quick, give it to the courier. Okay.
You'll be getting that tomorrow morning, Stacy. And I'll do one for Jeff, too. That's fresh. You can't get any fresher than that. Sealed. Fresh.
I can't wait.
I was supposed to use the tongs. I apologize, but my hands are clean.
That's okay. I'm sure my FedEx truck and
okay, here comes another one. Also, here comes another one. Another roadie is about to emerge. So
what is speedy
get me
now?
Get me Jerry. Would you get me another FedEx bag? We got to send one to Jeff as well. And then since we're making four, we'll give our studio audience, all of you, you get a roadie, and you get a roadie, and you, and you, and you, and you get a roadie. Everybody.
It's Oprah. Oprah roadie.
Okay, there's two people in the audience. Now you're busted. Busted. Okay. Quick, get me that bag. This roadie's about to emerge. It's getting puffed. It's getting puffed. I don't want it to get stale. Oh, here we go. Okay. Okay, we got the FedEx bag. All right. Okay.
I do love how it looks like an actual printer. You're like,
it sounds like a printer. It sounds like a 3D printer. Yeah. This thing has got whirring and clicking and buzzing. It reminds me when I was a kid and I had a, and I re- there was a book. Remember this book about, do you remember the, do you ever read your daughter a book about a donut making machine? It's like Bartholomew McCubbins or something. Here it comes. Yeah. Here it comes. Here it comes. Very exciting. Very exciting. This is yours, Jeff. That's got your name written all over it.
Oh, it's beautiful. I think I see the face of Jesus in it.
I was going to say Mary or Jesus. Oh, Jeff, you got tongs.
You got the tongs.
Whoa.
Seal that up. All right.
Nice.
Okay. There it is. Going to the courier.
I think we made FedEx.
Your delivery window.
And then the next two are for you. Okay. Yeah, just wheel that off.
Yeah, we need a taste test.
They should ask why they're the second, you know, because really they should have gotten the first ones and options really for the next ones that came out.
No, because you're the hosts, and I wanted you to have the freshest.
Elitism. Privilege.
Freshest.
There we go.
Anyway, I just got this Samsung, so I really can't do a review. The fingerprint, everybody has said, is not as fast as a capacitive fingerprint, but it does work. It also has Face ID, which works. And, you know, if it all breaks down, you can go back to the old Android, you know, dot pattern. And
is it better front or back for the fingerprint, you think, in the end?
I never liked it I liked how Pixel did it, but I never liked how Samsung did it. Because if you look at the, this is a Note 9. And if you look at where the fingerprint reader is on the Note 9, it's a little bit better than the Note 8, which was right next to the camera. But it's close to the camera, and so it's not ideal. And if it's on the charging stand or on its back, you have to pick it up to unlock it. So I think it's a better spot. But I think the ultrasonic technology is it's pretty early. Nevertheless, beautiful screen. I mean, you could see that immediately. Where is it? There it is. Beautiful screen.
That is pretty.
Yeah.
Is that Lake Louise?
I believe it is, in beautiful Banff.
Okay.
It's very snappy, as you can see. In fact,
yes.
It's the kind of thing where you just keep hitting stuff until it calms down a little bit. It feels pretty fast. So the next thing I'm going to do is try to fill up a terabyte of storage, which means I probably can get every audiobook I've ever purchased since the year 2000. Plus every song I own digitized on here, which makes this kind of fun.
What about, why would you not use video?
I can also use video. I can fill it up faster. Well, that's been certainly my goal.
From all security nows.
So I can, actually, I shouldn't do that. It just said, oh, you have an SD card. You want us to save your video there? But no, I don't, because I've got so much internal storage. I can save it there. It's a typical Samsung camera. Should we do an AR emoji?
We're getting ready for the taste test, aren't we?
I can't. I can't.
No, well, you do have two people in the studio audience.
We're going to have to ask Omar and Sarah to taste it, okay?
Are they okay giving their opinions on the air? Did you ask them?
Are you okay giving your opinions on
the
air?
She's a one-woman GDPR.
Do you mind if we share images of your face with the world in any medium thereafter?
They already signed that. It's too late.
Oh, there. Yeah.
In any universe.
Oh, okay.
We actually.
I'm trying to be polite.
No, that's
like,
good.
If
you're
I were
good.
There with my daughter, I would not want her shown on your.
These people are adults, and they've already signed away their life.
And they've already signed the waiver.
So we're
remind me
we're
not
safe.
To bring my daughter to the studio.
Yeah, well, you have to sign for her because she's not of age.
Well, I wouldn't. So she'd have to like stand at the door looking in.
Oh, we're getting this new thing, a new sponsor called Envoy, where they have a. You know, you've done that. Like, okay, give that to Sarah. Wait, it might be a little hot. Might be a little hot. Oh, there's two of them. Okay, Omar and Sarah, you get to taste the roti and give us your professional. Roti taster opinion.
I have a gluten allergy.
She has a gluten allergy. She can't eat it. Omar, they're all for you. Can you eat them? Yeah, he says I'll eat them. It's hot. Careful.
Okay.
Do you want to give him some butter or something? No, you eat it dry.
Some chutney.
Oh, we want some chutney now. No.
Nutella,
just take
man.
A taste. Nutella is the way to do it. Yeah, just a taste, Omar, just to see. Is this as good as mother's? Mom's roti.
Better.
Oh. Better. Better. You like it? Yeah. It was made by a machine.
They do have gluten-free flour options.
Your mom is now replaced.
Yeah, you could probably make it with almond flour or one of the other
But it is.
Flour.
It's a $1,000 replacement, which is expensive.
But cheaper than
Moms
mom.
Don't come cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know.